This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, talk about a slow Friday, huh? Just a nice slow Friday for you as we get ready for basketball a little bit later in the show. No, of course not, because the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, just came out and made a bombshell announcement on the Friday before Thanksgiving that he's appointing a special counsel to investigate former President Donald Trump. Unbelievable, but not really. Very believable, actually. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. This is an abbreviated show today. We're only on to 4:30, so I will have lots of time with you to break this down. And I'll tell you, one of the critical things here is that the Attorney General of the United States is suggesting that the reason why this is necessary is because of President Trump's announcement that he's running for president again. Now, that means then this is entirely political, and that's the way it should be viewed, and it will be viewed that way. This also kind of confirms my theory that I had a couple days ago with you when I said, look, I think the reason why he's jumping in the race now is because he knows that there's an indictment coming. He knows something's coming. They've probably tipped off his lawyers, or his lawyers are smart enough to figure it out, or he's smart enough to figure it out. Between New York and Georgia and the United States of America going after him, it's inevitable one of them is going to come back with an indictment. So you announce you're running for president, and then at least you can say that this is all political because you're a candidate for the presidency. And Garland now is not hiding from that fact. I mean, he's out there saying, well, this is one of the reasons why we're doing this. The timing of this is insane. First of all, the guy he announced to be the new attorney general is not even in the United States of America right now. So Garland did this press conference, and they had a side-by-side shot of the picture of the guy. The guy's not in the United States right now. So I got to ask the question, what is the rush on a Friday, the Friday before Thanksgiving, to make this announcement? Why can't you wait till the guy's back on U.S. soil to make the announcement? Let him meet everybody. I don't know. And Garland took no questions. He ran right out the door. So we have lots of audio for you on this, and there's reaction everywhere. And I want to get your response to this as well at 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. But you remember the other day I said to you, I'm pretty sure that Trump's calculation announcing now, because it's way too early to announce for president. And there's a lot of reasons why you wouldn't want to announce right now for president, mainly because of the fact that it changes the dynamic in terms of fundraising and everything else once you are a filed candidate for the presidency. But if you think that there's something coming, you don't want to be jumping in the race after you've been indicted. That may not look as good. You're already running and they indict you. Well, then you turn around and you say this is no different than the impeachments, the investigation, the Mueller report, and everything else. This is just one more way that they're trying to go after you. That's how I see this as his calculation. I can't confirm that, but it certainly seems pretty obvious here. So right now, what we know is that, and we'll play the audio of what Merrick Garland just said a few moments ago. What we do know is that he's investigating in two fronts, January 6th, and also the documents that were recovered from Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Now, on the January 6th front, obviously, no surprise there. He said a year ago this past January 6th, that justice is slow and justice moves slow and blah, blah, blah. And with regards to the documents there, obviously, I mean, you're not sending the FBI down there to recover all this stuff unless you're planning on doing something criminal. I think that was always the case. I'm not saying that he did anything criminal. I agree with Jonathan Turley, who said that there has been no evidence so far of anything criminal that's occurred either on January 6th or in regards to the documents. Let's take January 6th, for example. Whatever you liked or didn't like about the president's speech that day, I've long said political speech cannot be used as a as the reason for somebody else's actions. You just can't. You can't do that. You can't turn around and say that political words lead to violence. If we do that, we are in a very dangerous place as a country, because then we got to start monitoring and censoring political speech. So, yeah, you stand up there and you say, we're going to fight like hell to take our country back, which is something Democrats say all the time. And then people act on that, whether it's the wacko who shot Steve Scalise years ago, who was a Bernie Sanders and Rachel Maddow fan, or it's the guys who smashed windows in the Capitol on January 6th. People have to be held responsible for their own actions. Words, political speech cannot be used to say that this was the reason why somebody committed an act of violence. Words are not weapons. They don't wound sometimes. Cher is wrong on this point. Words, particularly political speech, is just that. It's political speech. It's protected by the Constitution. Somebody else hears words and then decides to act on them, whether it's a lunatic or it's a Proud Boy. It doesn't matter. Maybe it's the same person. But the point is that the speech did not cause the action. The action is wholly independent of that under our Constitution. That's number one. And I've never heard them link anything to a secret plot from within the White House that guided this on January 6th, that coordinated this, that there's been no evidence the president had any prior knowledge of this. Nothing. So that's the January 6th part of this that the special counsel is looking in. With regards to the documents, this is going to be a battle of, did I have the authority to declassify these things or not? It's something that will ultimately go to the United States Supreme Court. It's not exactly the sexiest case in the world to argue that, hey, look, from my perspective, I have every right to have these documents. And there's court precedent out of the D.C. Circuit Court when Bill Clinton had this situation happen to him, where the judge said president can declassify anything he wants. It was Judge Amy Berman Jackson who said that, by just deciding it. There's no formal process. There's no application process. It's just whatever the president says here. So that will be tested at the United States Supreme Court. But come on, let's face it, that's not exactly the crime of the century. Having boxes, documents of boxes, is not exactly. And, you know, there were all these theories about he was going to sell them to the Russians or the Ukrainians or the North Koreans or something. But there was no proof that that ever happened. None whatsoever, or any proof that he even had the intention to do anything like that. So what was ultimately concluded by the FBI was that this was just for his ego. That his ego, he liked having this stuff. All right, again, maybe a mistake, not exactly the crime of the century here. It went from being, well, he had nuclear secrets that he was probably going to sell to Kim Jong-un, to his ego just liked to have this stuff in boxes at Mar-a-Lago, because he thought he could, and he thought he was entitled to them. All right, well, you know what? Every former president has taken stuff. And we've never done this before, where we've made this a federal case with the FBI and special counsels and everything else. So that's my 30,000-foot view of this right now. And obviously, we will definitely, without question, get into details on this as we hear all the audio and everything like this. The other point, too, that I want to make is, from a political perspective, I think this only helps Trump. I really do. I think he was on the ropes a little bit with DeSantis, just looking at new polling numbers and everything. But there's one thing about him that is very obvious, and that is that every time the Democrats and the government and the Justice Department come after him, it just rallies his base in a big way. He's very good at playing the political victim card, very good at it. And whether it's the impeachment or whether it's the investigation by Mueller that cost the taxpayers $65 million. He's very good about rallying the base and saying, look what they're doing to me. They're coming after me again to try to stop me. And I'm sure that that was also his calculation by announcing that he's running for president Wednesday night. I'm sure that's also part of the calculation here. Again, a guy gets indicted and runs for office. It's not the same as a candidate for president, arguably the front runner, or at least one of the two front runners for president, who's also a former president, having a special counsel look into him and indicting him. And then also turning around and saying, we're doing this because you're running for president, which is what Garland admitted to today, essentially. So we factor that into it as well. And then factor something else in, which is what everybody else is going to say. People who don't even want to defend him, who really don't want to defend him, but look at this as being political and have no choice but to say that, because it is. And the indictment will come. I've been telling you that for months. I'm convinced of it. I'm not suggesting that he's guilty of anything, and I'm not suggesting that they'll find him guilty of anything, but I do believe an indictment is coming. And that's inevitable. And I don't even know if it'll ever go to court. I don't know if it'll ever go to trial. The Democrats, if nothing else, will, just like they impeached him, will just be so happy just to say that he was indicted. That's more than enough for them. They just want, they want their moment where he has to turn himself in and give him his fingerprints. That's what they want. I have no doubt about that, too. So I think this is also going to have the effect of forcing people who do not want to be in the business of defending him to basically turn around and say that they are defending him now. And the timing of this is also interesting. After yesterday, the Republicans took control of the House and came out and said that they are officially launching probes into Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the business dealings and Joe Biden's connection to those business dealings, and outlying a case, a criminal case against Biden, with actual evidence and credit card receipts and transactions and everything else. So I think that is also really interesting here, the timing of this happening a day after that. One other factor, too, is Merrick Garland is a guy hell-bent on getting revenge for the Supreme Court. He is. He's hell-bent on this. And it's very obvious that he has no problem whatsoever weaponizing the Department of Justice, whether it's coming after pro-life leaders, whether it's using the FBI to target misinformation on Facebook. He has no problem with his Department of Justice being in the political business. And he argues today that this is in the people's interest to have a special counsel. I have seen no evidence of that from what he said today. And I don't think he's made that case. And by the way, Representative Lauren Boebert won her seat in Congress. That came out just a short time before we came on the air today. That was just announced that she did win by a squeaker in Colorado's 3rd congressional district. So that will be one more seat for the Republicans in the House of Representatives. But regardless of how many seats they wind up getting, because there's still a couple races out there to call, they have the majority and they're looking into President Biden. And they made that announcement yesterday. Of course, the media didn't really cover it. And it was immediately dismissed as Russian propaganda, kook, you know, crackpot stuff by the Republicans. But that's what happened. And then the next day you have this now happening. So we're going to give you lots of thoughts on this. I want to hear from you on this. What do you make of this? What do you think happens here? Do you think this is, in fact, being done to try to stop Trump from becoming president? Do you think this is the Democrats really worried about him? Or do you think this is the way the Democrats are trying to help him, actually? Because, you know, you can make the case that this actually just helps him. Helps him with his base and helps give him... I know it's crazy to think that way, but it seems like every time they come after him, he winds up getting stronger. Doesn't it seem that way? All right, 855-839-1210. Listen, Dr. Mike Veneria, my dentist, a great guy, the master of dental implants. He is by far the best when it comes to that. And that's why for 9 consecutive years, he's been voted top dentist in South Jersey. And you should go see him today, whether it's pediatric, general, cosmetic dentistry, or those very complicated dental implants. Dr. Mike Veneria is who you want to call. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. He's a great guy. 2 offices to serve you, right over the bridge in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey as well. So don't wait. Reach out to him today. Get the smile you deserve at a free consultation and avoid those chain offices. You don't want to go there. You want the guy who is the guy that helps my family out and has helped so many families in our area. And he's worth the drive. If you're in Pennsylvania, you're in Delaware, people come from Florida, California, and Texas for the great care of Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. VeneriaDental.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app. The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, breaking news on this Friday, very busy Friday. It shouldn't be. The Friday before Thanksgiving should be a slow one, but the Attorney General of the United States decided to do a Friday surprise for everybody with a big announcement today that he's appointing a special counsel to look into former President Donald Trump. So I want to play the audio for you so you can hear it, because you're probably doing something else and you may have missed it live when it came out. And lots of thoughts on this, but I want to hear from you on this. 855-839-1210. Do you think this will hurt Trump or help Trump? That's the question I have for you. Does this help him or does this hurt him? 855-839-1210. Does it help? Does it hurt? 855-839-1210. Here's what the Attorney General said today. Take a listen.
Good afternoon. I'm here today to announce the appointment of a special counsel in connection with 2 ongoing criminal investigations that have received significant public attention. The first, as described in court filings in the District of Columbia, is the investigation into whether any person or entity unlawfully interfered with the transfer of power following the 2020 presidential election or the certification of the Electoral College vote held on or about January 6, 2021. The second is the ongoing investigation involving classified documents and other presidential records, as well as the possible obstruction of that investigation, referenced and described in court filings in a pending matter in the Southern District of Florida. I'm joined today by Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco, U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia Matthew Graves, and Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division Kenneth Polite. Assistant Attorney General for National Security Matthew Olson could not be here. He is currently in Germany representing the department at the G7 Home Affairs and Security Ministerial. U.S. Attorney Graves has been ably leading the investigations into the events leading up to and on January 6. He and dozens of assistant U.S. attorneys and other prosecutors have taken on the monumental task of conducting over 900 prosecutions in defense of our democratic institutions. Criminal Division prosecutors under the able leadership of Assistant Attorney General Polite have played a significant role in those prosecutions. Assistant Attorney General Olson has been ably leading the team responsible for investigating the matter involving classified documents and other presidential records, as well as the possible obstruction of that investigation. All of the career prosecutors assigned to these matters are conducting their work in the best traditions of the Department of Justice. I also want to recognize the efforts of the many FBI agents and other law enforcement personnel who are assigned to these matters. They are working courageously and steadfastly and are serving our nation honorably. I am grateful to them. We all are. The Department of Justice has long recognized that in certain extraordinary cases, it is in the public interest to appoint a special prosecutor to independently manage an investigation and prosecution.
All right. So the two things he outlined there, which are critical, obviously. Did anyone stop the try to stop the peaceful transfer of power on January 6th? There has been, in all of the January 6th televised hearings that we've heard, not one single allegation that Donald Trump did anything to stop the transfer of power. There's allegations he might have had dereliction of duty that day in the sense of he could have done more to stop it once it started. But there's nothing that says that he knew about it in advance, worked to facilitate it in advance, or anyone around him did, or that when it was happening, he was trying to do anything to have the peaceful transfer of power stopped. There's been no evidence of that fact. You could argue he should have picked up the phone sooner and done more, got the National Guard in there and all that. That's fine, but that is not necessarily criminal, though. That's not necessarily criminal. The Democrats would like it to be because they assume that that means that he was rooting for something to be stopped, but there was never any evidence that it was going to be stopped. In other words, the fact that it continued, that they actually had the vote and they certified the election, is proof that it was never going to be stopped. So by not calling in the backup or whatever is not proof that he was trying to stop it. And if it was proof that he was trying to stop it, then that's really flimsy to argue in court. Because you've got to then get into his mental state. You got to get into his mental state that's what he was thinking would occur here. And then how that happens is anybody's guess. Did he think Mike Pence was really going to be taken to the gallows and then somebody else was going to jump in and take over for Mike Pence? And then they were going to, I mean, the whole thing is so wacky. That you to get into his mental state on that is, all right, so that's the first part of that. The second part, of course, are the documents in Mar-a-Lago, which, again, as I mentioned, the FBI report concluded that this was his ego, that he wanted these things down there. He liked having this stuff. He thought it was his. He thought he could keep it. He thought he could take it. All right. Is that criminal? Does that rise to criminality? I got news for you. Whatever you think of that, that's not going to be something that's decided very quickly. We're talking about a long time of court arguments on that case, and ultimately the United States Supreme Court deciding on this case. So it's not exactly like, even if their goal here is to stop him from 2024, I don't even think that case gets resolved by 2024. He could get elected president and have that be decided by the Supreme Court while he's already president. And that, it could drag on that long, the case of whether or not he had, in his mind, declassified these documents or not. Whether he should have had them, whether there's precedent for this. I mean, all of that plays out in court. That is, again, this is not El Chapo we're talking about here, though they certainly treated it that way. This is more from the Attorney General's announcement. Go ahead.
Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, and the sitting president's stated intention to be a candidate as well, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel. Such an appointment underscores the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters. It also allows prosecutors and agents to continue their work expeditiously and to make decisions indisputably guided only by the facts and the law. The special counsel will conduct parts of the first investigation I just mentioned. The investigation into whether any person or entity unlawfully interfered with the transfer of power following the 2020 presidential election or with the certification of the Electoral College vote held on or about January 6. This does not include prosecutions that are currently pending in the District of Columbia or future investigations and prosecutions of individuals for offenses committed while they were physically present on the Capitol grounds on January 6. Those investigations and prosecutions will remain under the authority of the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. The special counsel will also conduct the investigation involving classified documents and other presidential records, as well as the possible obstruction of that investigation.
All right. What he's saying here essentially is that they're still going after all the January 6th people, but now they're going after Donald Trump in relation to January 6th. So I'm with Professor Jonathan Turley here. I have not heard any evidence yet that has come out of the January 6th hearing that rises to the level of criminality. I have not heard it. I'm not condoning what happened that day. I never have. You know that. But what I'm saying is there's a big difference between Trump's actions and Trump's words and his words as a speaker that day, good and bad. When he said, we'll march down the Capitol peacefully and we'll fight like hell for our country and all those other things. It's political speech. Other people take that speech and then commit actions and you charge the people with those actions. Ever uncovered any evidence that he was the one behind what happened that day in terms of planning, coordination, assistance, anything like that? Well, that's obviously a game changer. But don't you think that would have come out by now? Don't you think by now at this point, it's November 18th, 2022. If he had anything behind January 6th, if they were plotting the night before, if his people were, if Jared and Ivanka were, don't you think by now at this point we'd know this, that it would have come out? And all we've heard is conjecture at this point. That's it. So what is the special counsel really going to prove? I think he's going to try to prove that Trump's words led to this. And that's speech. I mean, that's political speech we're talking about here. Because is he going to have access to something that the January 6th committee doesn't have? Probably not. I mean, they've got subpoena power. He's got subpoena power. So what is it that he'll be able to find that they won't? Let's take a listen to the third part.
Today, I signed an order appointing Jack Smith to serve as special counsel. The order authorizes him to continue the ongoing investigation into both of the matters that I have just described and to prosecute any federal crimes that may arise from those investigations. Mr. Smith is a veteran career prosecutor. He began his prosecutorial career in 1994 as an assistant district attorney with the New York County DA's office. In 1999, he became an assistant U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York, where over the course of 9 years, he prosecuted matters ranging from gang murders of police officers to civil rights violations. From 2008 to 2010, he served with the International Criminal Court, where he supervised war crimes investigations. In 2010, Mr. Smith returned to the Justice Department to serve as chief of the Public Integrity Section, where he led a team of more than 30 prosecutors who handled public corruption and election crimes cases across the United States. In 2015, he agreed to serve as the first assistant U.S. attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee, later becoming the acting United States attorney. Most recently, Mr. Smith served as a chief prosecutor for the special court in The Hague, charged with investigating and adjudicating war crimes in Kosovo. Mr. Smith will begin his work as special counsel immediately and will be returning to the United States from The Hague. Throughout his career, Jack Smith has built a reputation as an impartial and determined prosecutor who leads teams with energy and focus to follow the facts wherever they lead. As special counsel, he will exercise independent prosecutorial judgment to decide whether charges should be brought. Although the special counsel will not be subject to the day-to-day supervision of any official of the department, he must comply with the regulations, procedures, and policies of the department. I will ensure that the special counsel receives the resources to conduct this work quickly and completely. Given the work to date and Mr. Smith's prosecutorial experience, I am confident that this appointment will not slow the completion of these investigations.
Because it is pretty late in the game, if you ask me. All right, your reaction. Does this help Trump? Does this hurt Trump? What do you think happens here? Give me your take. Does it help or hurt? 855-839-1210. Look, I've told you about Omaha Steaks and how much I love Omaha Steaks. I want you to think about it as a gift to give this holiday season, because right now, they have their friends and family sale. You can go to omahasteaks.com right now, use my promo code Zioli at checkout, and get $30 off your order. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com today. Stock up today. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. We're talking about mouth-watering assortments of perfectly aged steaks, ultra-juicy burgers, and easy-to-prepare comfort meals ready in a flash. Don't wait. Those busy nights, tailgates, the barbecues, having friends and family over this time of year, Omaha Steaks makes everybody happy. It's the perfect, perfect way to spend those chilly and busy fall nights. You can't come close to getting this kind of value at the grocery store. I mean, where else are you going to get 50% off this kind of great food? And you're certainly not going to get this kind of quality at the grocery store, because Omaha Steaks, there's nothing like it. So just go to omahasteaks.com today, omahasteaks.com, put in my name, Zioli, get the extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't know, dude. I think everybody's all jealous because I'm like the lead singer of the band, dude. And I think everybody's got a...
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Because
these chicks don't even... All right, it is a busy, busy Friday afternoon. We have an abbreviated show today, so we're going to be out of here a little bit before 4:30. But in the meantime, talking about this breaking news, Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to investigate former President Donald Trump. The guy's not even in the country right now, so I don't know why the rush to do this on a Friday afternoon. But nevertheless, I want to get your take on this. Does this help or hurt the former president? You know, does this help him in the sense that he's always kind of been seen as the, you know, they keep coming after him and he plays that up and he's the political victim? Or does it hurt him because people say enough is enough? We got to move on from this and we can't continue to have this anymore. We got to have fresh blood who's not going to always be at the target of the DOJ's crosshairs. What's your political take on this? Give it to me. 855-839-1210. Let me start with, let's see here, Dave in Mayfair. Dave, good afternoon.
Yo, Rich, what's up, buddy?
How you doing, Dave?
Listen, I'm not going to sit here and say, and, you know, I don't think any investigation helps anybody, regardless of what it is, but at the same time, I don't think it hurts them, because, I mean, we've been beating this horse for the last 6-7 years now. First it was Russia, then the quid pro quo Ukraine, and now, you know, he caused the riot on the 6th, even though they were already there before he was done making his speech. It's going to be the same exact thing that every other thing turned out to be. They're going to find nothing. It's a waste of taxpayer dollars. It's a waste of time. It's anyone with a kind of common sense can think for themselves that this is a bunch of baloney. And it's ridiculous. It's never going to end. And you know what? I don't think it's going to hurt him.
What if he winds up getting indicted? Do you think that hurts him?
Well, if you watch The View, apparently he's going to get indicted within 60 days or something. But,
right.
You know, like I said, they've been saying that for like 7 years, too. Any time now, you know, any day now, nothing's going to come of it. The guy did nothing wrong. He made a speech and some people took it the wrong way, and that's on them, not on him.
Dave, I appreciate your thoughts, man. I don't particularly disagree with you on your thinking. Thanks, pal. Have a great weekend. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Chris is in Sellersville. Chris, your thoughts.
Hey, I think it'll help him. Well, I think we're missing a bigger picture. What are the Democrats are playing long ball again? What is your favorite response to hard questions? I can't comment it because it's under investigation. So when the Republicans get in there and start looking into January 6th himself, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Can't comment because it's under investigation. It's the shield they like to use.
Yeah, but how long, though? I mean, how long can they keep this up? They've been investigating this now since January 6th, and it's just, at what point do they have to kind of S or get off the pot here? This is the longest investigation ever.
Oh, I think it's going to end when the Republicans take over Congress, but then they're going to look into what went on. The Republicans are going to have their little investigation, and in order to protect the Democrats, they have an ongoing investigation by Justice. Therefore, they can't answer any questions because it's an ongoing investigation. When you call Reagan and say, how many people were involved from the FBI in this? He's not going to have an answer now because it's an ongoing investigation. I can't comment on it.
Appreciate the call, Chris. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. 855-839-1210. Joe is in Westchester. Joe, does this help him, hurt him, remain to be seen? What you're thinking?
Hi, Rich. I think it helps him. I think the country is seeing these people totally out of control. How many suits can they bring against one guy? And isn't it obvious why they're doing it?
Well, it's obvious to me. Why do you think it's obvious?
Well, they're scared to death of this guy. One thing that never gets talked about, though, which I can't believe, unless I made this up, wasn't the certification of the election stopped by Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz?
Well, it wasn't stopped. I mean,
did I dream that? They were supposed to be a public airing of the irregularities that went on with that election, and then suddenly, boom, the next thing, the Capitol's invaded. We're not going to do that anymore. Let's just certify the election.
Right.
That never gets talked about, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's true. That when the minute that the Capitol was breached, any conversation about that was over. They were just going to certify it at that point.
Right. Who couldn't allow that investigation, that public investigation of the election to take place? The Democrats or the Republicans? I think that answer is pretty obvious, too. They knew damn well that people were going to breach the Capitol, and I don't think it was Republicans who did it. That's all I have to say about that.
Have a good weekend, Joe. Thank you. 855-839-1210. I was going to play this quick clip from the Attorney General because I think this is a key point here that he makes, and it's the one that's really getting a lot of attention. And you got to ask yourself now, did Trump know this was coming? And this is like a chicken or the egg thing, and that's why he announced he's running for president, or are they really doing this now because Trump announced he's running for president? So which is it? Chicken or the egg here? Take a listen.
The Department of Justice has long recognized that in certain extraordinary cases, it is in the public interest to appoint a special prosecutor to independently manage an investigation and prosecution. Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, and the sitting president's stated intention to be a candidate as well, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
All right. The fact that he's a candidate is the reason why he's making the appointment. It's interesting there. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Tim in Woodbury. Tim, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Rich.
I know, I forget sometimes too.
Yeah, normally it's a good morning, Rich. It's not easy to get used to. I'm having trouble with this. So, what got me to get on the phone with you? The harder and harder that the feds, the government, the Democrats that they push against Donald Trump, for me solidifies all my support behind him. Why he's right. Why I believe he's right, and he's doing the right things. You're not going to spend time on somebody you're not worried about or you have no problem getting ahead on, are you? No, you're going to spend your fight on the person that's going to be the biggest fight for you.
Mm-hmm.
I do know a lot of people are tired of this back and forth. It's tiring. I understand that it turns a lot of people off of politics and what's going on. But an attack on him, I feel, is an attack on myself and the people of this free country.
I mean, it certainly seems like every time they do this, Trump's people don't abandon him. They wind up doubling down on him, and he's really good at turning this into him being a political victim here. So, I mean, if they want him to go away, it just seems to me like they would just let him go away. But it's almost like they don't want him to go away. They keep coming after him to keep him in the mix.
Absolutely not. They need him. The media needs him. They can't let him go away. They want to push. It's all for themselves. Donald Trump has made the media unbelievably popular in recent years. And the attraction that has been drawn into politics from all ages and people that normally wouldn't have is unbelievable in my point of view.
Tim, thanks, buddy. Enjoy your weekend, all right?
You also. Good talking.
Good talking to you. 855-839-1210. Well, weigh in on this. Let me, I want to share with you also, you know, the Republicans yesterday announced their investigation into President Joe Biden and his family. And that was a big deal yesterday. And I find it interesting the timing of this the day after, don't you? Just a coincidence. They come out, they Jim Jordan, they outline their case about how they're going to go after the current president of the United States of America and Hunter Biden. They lay it out there. They talk about how they have evidence. They talk about how they're going to show that evidence to the American people. And they literally name Joe Biden as an accomplice here in all of this stuff. And then the next day, they appoint a special counsel to investigate the former president of the United States of America. I'm just saying it. The timing of this is very interesting. It's either a giant coincidence or you could argue it's something else. Let me play for you. This is Representative Jim Comer talking about Hunter Biden, He was on Newsmax last night, cut number one.
But I think the point we made today in the press conference was Hunter Biden is a criminal. Joe Biden knew about it. When Joe Biden said from the White House press stand last week that he was confident his son's innocent, I mean, innocent of what? He's guilty of 7 or 8 very serious crimes. But the investigations about whether or not this White House is compromised, and that's a national security concern, and that's a concern that I think every American would have if they understood the severity of what all the Biden family's been involved in over the past decade.
It's a pretty big allegation. It really is a very, very big allegation. And I think this is coming at a time right now when the Republicans are turning their attention into the Department of Justice and calling it political and saying that they got to get to the bottom of this. And I think today's announcement looks very, very political. And I think you're going to hear a lot of Republicans say that over and over again. You know, the Josh Hawley yesterday, he went back and forth with the FBI director, Christopher Wray. There's no question that Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, these are political people. They come from politics, and they have a political background. And he actually left the House oversight hearing yesterday for vacation, cut number 9.
Director Wray, let me start with you if I could. I think the last time that I got to visit with you was back in August 4th of this year. You were at the Senate Judiciary Committee. You remember that, I assume. We had to cut that hearing short. We were supposed to do 2 rounds of questions. You said you had to be somewhere, so we cut it short. Republicans were not able to ask a second round as we had been informed we would. The press reported shortly thereafter that the reason that the hearing had to be cut short is because you were flying on a Gulfstream jet for a personal vacation in the Adirondacks. Please tell me that's not accurate.
Senator, the hearing was not cut short from my experience. We had agreed beforehand on the time and length of it, and I was very surprised to find that any member of the committee was surprised. As to how I fly, I am required, not only permitted, but required to fly on an FBI plane wherever I go.
That's so you were going on vacation?
I was, yes.
So you left a statutorily required oversight hearing in order to go on a personal vacation in the Adirondacks?
I took a flight to go visit my family, as had been previously arranged in conjunction with the leadership of the committee.
The ranking member, Chuck Grassley, asked you during the hearing, he said, "I assume you must have other business." You said, "Yes." He then said, "If you have a business trip, you've got your own plane, can't it wait a while?" He then said, Chuck Grassley, "We only just heard half an hour ago that now you have to leave. We were going to have a 7-minute round followed by a 3-minute round. I've got 7 people on my side of the aisle, that included me, who are waiting for this additional round. Is there any reason we can't accommodate them for 21 minutes? And you said you had a plane to catch. You had somewhere to go. And now we find out it was for vacation?
Interesting. 855-839-1210 is the number. So the timing of this is very suspect, considering the announcement yesterday by Jim Jordan and the committee, the House Judiciary Committee, and their oversight of Joe Biden. Mike is in Newtown. Mike, your thoughts?
Hey, Rich. Yeah, I think it's completely a distraction. I don't think it has anything to do with them hoping to find any connection with Trump in January 6th. Or anything with his top secret documents. I think they want to bring in a professional prosecutor and the team of pit bulls to go after him quietly, because now they don't have to answer any questions. No one has to know what they're up to. And they're going to look for any dirt they can on him, anyone else connected to him, to get information to prepare them for the fight in 24. That's my opinion. I think they know they're not going to find anything. I think this was a distraction after yesterday's announcement, and it wants to get the attention off of the Bidens and just look for anything they can. They're going to go into his financials. You'll see at the end of this, they're going to get him, and they're going to try to get him on something to do with financials in the past or his kids or something. This has nothing to do with January 6th. Zero. That's my opinion on it.
Well, New York is still looking into that aspect of it, no question about it. Mike, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Breaking news, the president, former president, just announced that he will not cooperate with this investigation. He just told Fox News a short time ago. We'll try to grab the audio for you. But what he said was, quote, the Department of Justice has long... I'm sorry, that's Garland's quote. Let me read you Trump's quote here. In an interview with Fox News, Trump slammed the DOJ as politicized and vowed not to take part in the... In the process here. Let's see. Former President Trump blasted the Justice Department's appointment of a special counsel to take over investigations related to presidential records in January 6th, telling Fox News he won't partake in it and calling it the worst politicization of justice in our country, while urging the Republican Party to take action. Quote, I have been going through this for 6 years. For 6 years, I have been going through this, and I am not going through it anymore. Trump told Fox News Digital in an exclusive interview Friday, shortly after the announcement, and I hope the Republicans have the courage to fight this. I have been proven innocent for 6 years on everything from fake impeachments to former special counsel Robert Mueller, who found no collusion, and now I have to do it more, Trump said. It is not acceptable. It is so unfair. It is so political. I am not going to partake in it. I am not going to partake in this. And then he said, Trump, who announced his 2024 presidential campaign on Tuesday, said it is not even believable. He said, I have never heard of such a thing. They found nothing. I announce, and then they appoint a special prosecutor. They found nothing, and now they take some guy who hates Trump. This is a disgrace, and only happening because I am leading in every poll in both parties. He added, it is not even believable they're allowed to do this. This is the worst politicization of justice in our country. And I'll continue to read the article here. Trump, like many congressional Republicans, slammed the Justice Department for bias and politicization, pointing to the federal investigation into President Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Hunter has been under federal investigation since 2018, and the investigation is being conducted by Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss. He said, Hunter Biden is a criminal many times over, and nothing happens to him. Joe Biden is a criminal many times over, and nothing happens to them. It is unfair to the country, to the Republican Party, and I don't think people should accept it. I am not going to accept it. The Republican Party has to stand up and fight. Biden has repeatedly denied discussing or having any knowledge of his son's business dealings. So that's the breaking news here, Trump responding. A busy afternoon here, no question about it. And we'll continue to get more as things develop for you here until we're off the air at around 4:30 or so. 855-839-1210. David's in South Jersey. David.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
What's up, David?
Well, listen, I think that, once again, this whole situation, which I think is all just fake news, is going to totally energize the base. But I think that what he needs more than the base, and I think you agree, is an independent or the people that really don't like him that are conservatives. This is not going to help. This is going to hurt him. This is going to put more top of mind of him just being in the limelight of supposedly being responsible for January 6th. I think his response, even though I agree with him, I think what you just read is going to piss off some people. And I don't think this is a positive move to help ultimately make him the president. I think we have to move beyond him. I think that his policies are great. If I have to vote for him, I have no other choice. I will as a conservative, but this is not the direction I think we need to go if we're going to take the White House.
So you would rather him come out and say he'll cooperate fully with the investigation, or is it just the fact
No, but all the stuff I'm leading in the polls and this and that. Listen, I agree 100%. He has been the victim in most cases. And I agree that Hunter Biden should be investigated. And I agree that, you know, that the Russia and all that stuff. But I think this just stirs the pot for, like, people that say, oh, well, his speech a couple right. days ago, he was very mellow and focused on all that. And now he's out of pocket again. And I don't blame him for being a little out of pocket, but we have to move on. I mean, we can't.
David, I got to run. Buddy, I'm sorry, David. I'm up a hard break here. I got to run, but I got your point was well said. I thank you for it. 855-839-1210. Come and give more thoughts on this. EmmonsRoofing.com. Listen, Emmons is going to help you, Matt and his wife, Stephanie, understand how tough economic times are right now. That's why they're offering an inflation relief discount of 10% off doors, windows, siding, and, of course, roof repairs and a new roof as well. Plus, 12 months, same as cash to pay for it. 12-month same-as-cash financing as well. Just go to emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. It's a company that I use in my home, windows, doors, siding, and roof. I got it all with Emmons, and I'm so glad I did, because you know why? There's a lot of contractors out there. They start a project, and then they never show up to finish the project, and you are left stuck. But that's not how they operate at Emmons. They come to your home on time, on budget. The work is done to your satisfaction. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So don't wait. They're going to get very, very busy for the winter. And these repairs, they can't wait. Plus, you want to get your supplies ordered because there's still supply chain delays. 10% off plus 12 months same as cash to finance it with the company that I trust. EmmonsRoofing.com. E-M-M-O-N-S. EmmonsRoofing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
All right, the breaking news today. The Attorney General of the United States announcing a special counsel to investigate former President Donald Trump. I personally think it helps him politically. I personally think this plays right into his hands, actually. But what do you think? 855-839-1210 is the number. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you'd like to weigh in as well. And you got to wonder, too, about the timing of this, because yesterday we heard from the Republicans and the Oversight Committee coming out and saying that they were going to investigate Biden. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing, because they deserve it. He deserves it. Absolutely. So then the very next day, they announce a special counsel to investigate former President Trump after years and years of investigations. So I want to refresh your memory of what they said yesterday when Kentucky Representative Jim Comer announcing the investigation into the Biden family. Cut number 8.
You know, today we're going to provide you with something that you all aren't used to with respect to congressional investigations, and that's evidence. Committee Republicans have spoken with multiple whistleblowers from numerous schemes involving the Biden family, reviewed Hunter Biden's laptop, and received documents of previously unknown transactions. What we found are business plans aimed at targets around the world based on influence peddling, including with people closely tied to foreign governments like China and Russia. We also found plans based in the United States where the Biden family swindled investors of hundreds of thousands of dollars, all with Joe Biden's participation and knowledge. In 2019, shortly after announcing his campaign for president, Joe Biden told the American people he had nothing to do with and never had conversations with his family about their business dealings. That was a lie. Whistleblowers describe President Biden as chairman of the board for these businesses. He personally participated in meetings and phone calls. Documents show that he was a partner with access to an office. To be clear, Joe Biden is the big guy. This evidence raises troubling questions about whether President Biden is a national security risk and about whether he is compromised by foreign governments.
Kind of a big deal. Kind of a very big deal right there, right? So then the very next day, the attorney general makes this announcement they're investigating Trump. Biden became millionaires. Millionaires, they pointed out yesterday, by offering access to future Biden administrations. Cut nine.
The investigation reveals a family that engaged with some of America's most powerful adversaries, planning to sell one of the largest sources of cobalt for electric vehicles in the world to the Chinese, for example. The Bidens flourished and became millionaires by simply offering access to the family. Among the dozens of shell companies the Bidens set up, there were millions of dollars of wire transfers, flights on Air Force Two to conduct personal business, and meetings with heads of state, all while Joe Biden was aware of what was happening. All the while, he turned a blind eye. Many transactions related to these businesses have raised red flags at U.S. banks. A suspicious activity report, or SAR, is a document a bank must file with the Treasury Department when a transaction is suspected to be related to money laundering or fraud or other types of criminal activity. According to media reports, the Biden family accumulated over 150 SARs. One SAR generated by an American bank to the Treasury Department connects Hunter Biden and his business associates to international human trafficking, among other illegal activities. The money that was being made from foreign principals in the same room as Joe Biden was increasingly spent on furthering illegal activity. The SARs show that Hunter Biden was conducting business with suspected human traffickers. The money gained through influence peddling was funneled to a suspected criminal enterprise, again, one linked to human trafficking. We have repeatedly called on the Biden Treasury Department to release additional financial documents to committee Republicans, but thus far Treasury has refused. We want to know what the Biden administration is trying to hide from the American people and why they are not being transparent. We also found evidence Hunter Biden sought to evade these SARs using his financial advisor, coincidentally a Clinton administration official. We will continue to pursue all evidence, and specifically the SARs and bank records in the new Congress. As part of our investigation, we have evidence that the finances, credit cards, and bank accounts of Hunter and Joe Biden were commingled, if not shared.
I find the timing of this to be rich. I really do. And, you know, from the perspective of also, too, when you think about the economy right now, Joe Biden came out today and babbled something about the economy. Actually, DeSantis, that's the only clip I do want to use today, is the one I sent you about Joe Biden coming out and talking about how he's going to save money on energy for everybody. He doesn't make any sense. He just kind of babbles. But anyway, go ahead.
Starting January 1, you can get up to $3,200 tax credit to make your home more energy efficient. You can get up to $600 tax credit for new windows, $500 for new doors, $2,000 to install a heat pump, $600 to replace electric panels. Here's what this means. If you're living in a home with a drafty windows and doors starting January 1, you'll be able to save up to $1,100 in the cost of replacing them. And that's just on the upgrade. You're also going to save a lot of money going forward because your utility bills will be lower. And that's good for your wallet, but it's also good for the environment because you're using less energy. And that's not all. If you want to install solar panels on the roof, you can get a tax credit for 30% of the cost. It'll bring down the cost of installation by about $7,500.
Now, you talk about low energy. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, I heard a lot of people comment on Trump's low energy speech the other night. Can you get more low energy than this guy? Save money on and you're keeping your windows shut. Oh, man, it's just painful listening to him. There was an editorial that came out that for the good of the country, Joe Biden needs to move on from 2024 for the good of the country. And I wish I had more time today because there was an amazing, amazing editorial from The Washington Post, of all places, about China covering up the earliest cases of COVID-19. And it's fantastic. And unfortunately, we're going to be out of here very, very shortly because of basketball. So I don't have a full show today, but I'll get to it on Monday. But just know that the takeaway, the far right wing Washington Post coming out and saying China needs to answer for this. This is the paper that at one point mocked anyone who suggested that COVID-19 came from a lab. Remember that? Came from a lab, and they mocked this as usual. But, you know, now suddenly it's obviously we all know the truth. But In case you missed it, the breaking news that President Trump came out today and said he will not be cooperating with this special counsel probe. Now, the last caller said he doesn't think this is going to help him because he thinks that people are just going to be fed up and want to move on. There's enough of this and they just want to turn the page on this. I'm sure that there's something to that. I do think that there's going to be some people that say it just has to, we've got to move on and we got to stop. And, you know, but I mean, if Democrats just wanted to leave Trump alone, they could. They could just leave him alone, you know, but it seems like they really want him to be the nominee or something. I don't know. They don't seem to learn their lessons and they just keep coming. It's really remarkable to me. But the other breaking news is that in addition to the special counsel that just came out, remember yesterday, Jim Jordan came out and said that they were going to start holding hearings into the Department of Justice, to look into how incredibly politicized this department has become and how weaponized the Department of Justice has become. So I'm just putting it out there for you so that you can hear that, because I'm the timing of this, in my opinion, stinks. But something really, truly funny is going on here, in my opinion. There has been, as Jonathan Turley said, not one iota of evidence that Donald Trump broke the law regarding January 6th. You can criticize him all day long for his actions that day, but it doesn't rise to the nature of being criminal. And that's the distinction. And again, with the documents at Mar-a-Lago, you can criticize him having them, but it's a question of whether or not presidents can declassify whatever they want without having to follow protocol. That's the other thing. All right. That's the other point about this. That case is going to play out in the United States Supreme Court, because don't forget, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, in the case of Bill Clinton, when he had stuff that should not have been in his possession when he left the White House in his sock drawer, ruled that presidents have broad authority to declassify things and they don't have to follow a formal process to do so. So that's the precedent that's on the books. And I have a hard time believing, I really do, that you can argue that what he did here was criminal because there was no intent to do anything with it. You got to have intent. And when they first raided Mar-a-Lago, and again, this has nothing to do with 2024, in my opinion. It really doesn't. Whether you like Trump or you don't like Trump, whether you want DeSantis or you don't like DeSantis, this is just separate from that. From my perspective, this is separate from that. This is just simply about the Department of Justice and the nonstop investigations. You know what I mean? I consistently always just look at it from that. And if the Department of Justice were harassing anybody like this, I would be saying the same things. It's not 2024 that we're talking about here. It really isn't. It's really evidence. So think about it from that perspective, too. Because when they first went down to Mar-a-Lago and raided the place, they said, oh, he's got this stuff. He's going to sell it to Kim Jong-un or thing. And then the FBI concludes it was just his ego. He just liked having this stuff. He liked having the letters and the documents, and he thought he could, and he thought they were his and everything like that. It doesn't rise to criminality. That's the bottom line. And so I just get annoyed by this because I think it looks political. It stinks like politics. It really does. And I don't know. To me, I just find it to be frustrating. I really do. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in before the end of the show here and what you think about this. 855-839-1210. One more clip from yesterday's announcement by the Republicans. This is what James Comer said about evidence. Evidence that the Biden family may have committed a number of crimes. He laid them out yesterday. It got basically no attention in the corporate media. None whatsoever. 24 hours later, the attorney general comes out and names a special counsel to investigate Trump. Just saying the timing here is a little bit suspect. Cut number 10.
Domestically, Jim Biden, Joe Biden's brother, used the Biden name to enrich himself in return for the promise that when Joe Biden became president in 2020, business partners would get rich by having access to a future Biden administration. By promising access to financing through Middle Eastern, Russian, and Chinese connections he made through Joe Biden, and by bringing his brother Joe Biden onto phone calls, Jim Biden was able to convince companies to give him loans of hundreds of thousands of dollars that he never repaid. The Biden administration has answered none of our requests for information regarding the Biden family or the financial transactions they engaged in. Instead, the Biden administration has spent over $250,000 to staff to, quote, deflect Hunter stories. Protecting the president's son who has committed crimes with Americans' tax dollars is a waste. The domestic and international scheme that promised access to wealth in a future Biden administration constitute fraud. And the president's participation in enriching his family is, in a word, abuse of the highest order. Rooting out waste, fraud, and abuse will be the primary goal of a Republican House Oversight Committee. As such, this investigation will be a top priority. We are releasing a report today that details what we have uncovered. We are also sending letters to the Biden administration officials and Biden family associates renewing our request for voluntary production of documents relevant to this investigation. This is an investigation of Joe Biden, the president of the United States, and why he lied to the American people about his knowledge and participation in his family's international business schemes. National security interests require the committee conduct investigation, and we will pursue all avenues, avenues that have long been ignored. Committee Republicans have uncovered evidence of federal crimes committed by and to the benefit of members of the president's family. These include conspiracy or defrauding the United States, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, violations of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, violations of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, tax evasion, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. The Biden family's business dealings implicate a wide range of criminality from human trafficking to potential violations of the Constitution. In the 118th Congress, this committee will evaluate the status of Joe Biden's relationship with his family's foreign partners and whether he is a president who is compromised or swayed by foreign dollars and influence.
I do have to wonder, though, if there is some element of the electorate that's going to say enough with both of them and their investigations, because obviously it's exhausting listening to all this, is it not? The back and forth. I mean, it's exhausting. You get charged up one day, and then the next day, it doesn't seem to stop. But I also think, and I've said this before, politically speaking, if Trump's base needed a jolt to the system, you're not going to get a jolt like this. This is the ultimate jolt to Trump's base, because they rally around him when it seems like, once again, they're coming after him. That's what it seems to me. So I think the Democrats are playing with fire here. But we'll see where all this goes. Obviously, we'll have a lot more to say on Monday. I'm rushing here because we're going to be off the air in a matter of moments. But you can keep the conversation going on Twitter, of course, at Rich Zeoli, RICHZEOLI. And, you know, we'll see where all this goes. I still predict that they will not rest until there's an indictment of some kind. I don't think the indictment goes anywhere, but I'd be shocked if this investigation doesn't lead to one. Because then it seems like, from the perspective of they're not delivering to their base, the Democrats, because let's face it, this is purely political. This is political. And they need to do this for their base, because their base needs a jolt to the system. So I'd be shocked if that doesn't happen, and I still maintain that my analysis the other day was correct into why Trump announced, because he knows that something's coming, and he'd rather be a declared candidate for president of the United States of America than a private citizen when it comes down. We'll see if I'm right. Have a great rest of your day today, and I want to thank my great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo for their wonderful sponsorship and support of the show. If you're a Costco member, they're going to give you an extra $1,250 off the price of a brand new Volvo at Cherry Hill Volvo, right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. My buddy Dave went down there the other day, had a great experience, got a beautiful XC60, and he's so happy, and I'll tell you what, he loved the experience because there was never any pressure. Everybody there took great care of them. Yosef, Judith, the whole team. That's what you're going to get when you go to Cherry Hill Volvo as well. And when you bring your car in for its regularly scheduled service maintenance, you are also going to be offered a loaner car. They have valet service available. Everything to make your life easy, because it's the luxury car and a luxury experience that you deserve. And we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios because relationships matter. And Judith, in this age of cancel culture, stands with us. So what are you waiting for? Go to Cherry Hill Volvo today. If you're a Costco member, that extra $1,000 $250 savings is going to be something you just don't want to pass up. Why would you? It's great money and a great car that's fast and luxurious and super safe with all the crazy people on the roads. All right. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill is the region's most accessible Volvo dealership, Philadelphia and South Jersey. And they are waiting to see you and waiting to give you the wonderful customer experience that you deserve at Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.